Paula.
Well, hello there.
We're Stacey and Pete. It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast.
And how has your day been?
My day?
Yeah.
It's been nice. It's been busy. I've been working on outlines for the podcast all day, pretty much.
All day?
Yes.
I saw you back there working. You looked like a busy little bee.
I was. I saw you up there working too. And now you're having to work again.
Keep working.
At least this part is fun.
Yes.
So we have recently asked for a lot of ideas, new ideas for the podcast. You know, we obviously have a very long list of ideas curated over the years that we've not even gotten to yet. But it's always fun to refresh and kind of see what people are interested in and want to hear from us.
Right.
So a new idea that I had recently when I couldn't sleep is this new series, I guess it would be, where listeners get to pick not a movie, but an episode of TV, not a whole series, not a whole TV show or whatever, but just one episode that they want us to watch.
Okay.
And this could be a TV show. It could be a game show, a talk show, obviously from the 80s or 90s or early 2000s, a cartoon. And then that person that picks whatever episode it is will send us questions about it. Could be like favorite, least favorite moments, kind of how we do, favorite characters, outfits, or just any specific thing that they want to hear us talk about.
Very interesting. Now, I will say this needs to be available to stream.
Yes, it needs to be available on a streaming app or on YouTube. You know, something that is going to be easy for us to watch. And the listener can submit their own fun facts or their favorite moments from the episode that they want us to share about. We're still thinking of what this series could be called. So if you have any ideas, send them in.
We love crowdsourcing things.
We do. And we're also going to be doing a new series over on our Patreon where we're going to watch a movie that one or both of us has never seen. I know that happens occasionally with the movies that we cover here, but it's going to be like a different format. It's going to be a little more relaxed, less full of facts and more
full of fun.
Full of fun. Not that our regular episodes aren't fun, but you know what we mean.
We've got a competition going over there right now to name that series.
That's right. We do. And there are some good submissions.
Yeah, I think we've got a clear-cut leader at this point.
I think we do.
But we're not going to share it yet.
Not yet, until it's set in stone. All right, before we get into the episode, it is that time.
It's show and tell time. This week we have Libby.
Libby was born in 1983.
Libby's favorite 80s movie, Roadhouse. Tied with Back to the Future.
Favorite 80s song from Michael McDonald, Sweet Freedom.
Favorite 90s movie, Cutthroat Island.
Favorite 90s song from New Radicals, You Get What You Get. This is tied with Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger and Mr. Pinstripe Suit by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Favorite 80s or 90s TV shows. Mystery Science Theater 3000, one of my favorites. Pokemon, Cowboy Bebop, and The X-Files.
Toy that you loved most as a child. My American Girl Samantha doll and my Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. We're currently playing Tetris on the Tetris and Dr. Mario combo cart. We go head to head.
It's fun times.
It is. Favorite gamer book that you loved most as a child or teenager. Chrono Trigger. Wow. The Tainted Sword and the novelization of Willow. I wonder if Libby liked the series that just came out. I did not watch it, but I loved the movie back in the day.
Yeah.
And the video game.
Oh. Favorite place to go to the mall. Hot Topic. But also Delia's and the Sanrio store at the Quail Springs Mall in Oklahoma City, where my grandmother lived and where we spent our summers / got school clothes.
Who was your celebrity crush? Harrison Ford, Jeff Goldblum, Matthew Modine, and David Duchovny.
Nice. Final thoughts from Libby. I was obsessed with DIY fashion in high school, constantly cutting articles out of Teen Vogue, YM, Cosmo Girl, American Girl, as well as online goth sites like Antimony and Lace to update my gothy wardrobe. I wasn't a great seamstress or designer, but I had fun. And recently, I found the entire binder of my DIY printouts and photocopies, and I've made a few of them since this discovery. Ooh.
That is great.
That would be fun to look through.
Well, thank you, Libby. That was a fantastic show and tell. We got some answers that we have not seen before.
That's right. Thanks, Libby.
Gold stars.
All the gold stars. If you would like to participate in our show and tell, you can email us at wedontwantogrowuppod@gmail.com and ask for a questionnaire.
If you'd like to connect with us on social media, we're on Instagram at wedontwantogrowuppod.
We're on TikTok at wedontwantogrowup.
Come check us out on Facebook at wedontwantogrowuppodcast.
We also have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club Fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Now, if you'd like to help support the podcast, and we know you do, and gain access to over 60 bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/wedontwantogrowup.
And if you're interested in We Don't Want to Grow Up merch, you can go to
we-don't-wanna-grow-up.myspreadshop.com.
So, I just got a new 17 magazine in the mail. Well, it's not new. It's old, but it's new to me. It's from March 1997. It is one that I had when I was a teenager, but no longer had. So it's back where it belongs.
Yes.
And I did a quick flip through. I just kind of pulled it open a little bit, and I immediately noticed the 9th annual readers poll and thought, oh, we have to do this again, because on episode 181, which was released August 29th, 2022, we did the 10th annual readers poll. So the way that we did it before, we did part one on the regular podcast and then took part two over to our Patreon. And so that's what we're going to do again.
We go again.
There are a lot of questions. There's like 40 something questions. So yeah. It would be too long for a regular episode anyway, I think.
We should add, though, since this magazine came out in March, we are including things from 96. Most of the answers on mine are probably from 1996.
Yeah, me too. There's only 3 months of 97 to cover, and there wasn't a lot to choose from those 3 months.
No.
So, and really, that's kind of what happened with our 98 when most of our answers were from 97. So we answered our questions separately, so we don't know each other's answers. Although I bet we could guess.
So much a mystery. We should try to guess each other's answers on some of them.
Okay. All right. So first of all, how old were you in March of 97?
I put 21, but I was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my guess is your answer was 17. Yes.
Correct. I was 17.
She's only 17.
Target demographic for 17 magazine. All right. Best movie.
My answer was Heat.
Heat.
Val Kilmer, Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Al Pacino was in it.
Wow. Yeah, I missed that one.
Amongst others, it's still one of my favorite movies.
I've heard of it, but bet you can't guess my favorite movie.
From 1996 or 1997 that had been released already?
96.
96. Oh, Romeo and Juliet.
Correct.
Boom. Or Swingers.
No, but that's a good guess. I didn't love Swingers at the time. Swingers grow me later.
Gotcha. I got nothing.
Scream.
Oh, Scream. Yeah. Good shout.
Yeah. All right. Favorite band?
You go first.
Do you want to guess?
Was NSYNC around at that point?
No.
They weren't?
Well, they were together, but I wasn't into them then.
Either Alanis or Fiona.
Band.
Oh, band. Who would you have liked back then? Dave Matthews?
Yeah.
Were you into them at that point?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was a later find for you.
I was like, hello, who have I gone to see a concert like 30 times? Yeah, like that's the year Crash came out and I was into them before then.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've also put the Wallflowers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Didn't know we were putting two answers.
You know me. You know how I do. Your favorite band in 96? I would say Alice in Chains or Nirvana.
Yes.
Yes?
It would have been either Alice in Chains or Nirvana, but I put Alice in Chains.
Okay. I wasn't sure with timing what you would have answered, but.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put Nirvana, because we weren't getting any more new music at that point.
All right. Now, favorite solo artist.
Favorite solo artist for me or you?
Well, I didn't know if you were guessing. We've kind of turned this into a game.
I will guess at that point, Alanis Morissette.
I put Fiona first, but Fiona and Alanis and Sarah McLachlan.
Okay. Good answers. I agree with your answers.
So for you, Solo, were you listening to Beck then?
No.
Got into him later. Male or female?
Male.
Solo.
He also had just passed away by 1997 anyways.
Oh my God, I should know this. Tupac.
Tupac is correct.
That's funny because when I was like looking at stuff to pick my answers for this, I saw a lot of Tupac stuff and I was like, oh, he's going to pick that.
Oh, yeah. Favorite soap opera.
All right. So for you, I would say General Hospital.
Yes, although in 1996 or 1997, I was not watching soaps.
Oh, okay. You got into it later?
I got into it later, but if there was one that I had to pick, that's the one I would pick. But I was not watching them yet.
Okay.
Was yours General Hospital?
Yes. I said ABC soaps because I watched all of the ABC soaps. So Loving All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital. But at that point, I think I was probably most into General Hospital.
Okay. All right. Favorite TV show? This was actually tough for me because I wasn't watching a ton of television at this point.
Yeah.
But I did watch some.
This was really tough for me, too, when I looked at what was on in 1996.
Yeah.
I don't even think you could guess what I put.
No, for 1996, probably 60 Minutes. Just kidding. Touched by an Angel.
I didn't watch that. Except for that one episode that NSYNC guest starred on.
Let's see here. What were you watching back then? Were you watching Friends?
Yes, I was, but I didn't put that down.
All right. Well, what you got then?
So I put The Real World.
Oh, okay.
And this obscure show called Second Noah, which had James Marsden.
Boy, that sounds real boring.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was like a family show, but I thought he was super hot and he sang and played guitar in it.
Wow.
And I was very into it.
I can see it.
I have a lot of it recorded on VHS that I still have.
Got to convert those things and share them.
I know. Well, I have done that a little bit.
Okay.
I've shared it like once or twice.
I feel like I've seen you share it at least once.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? I mean, ooh, look at this.
It's okay. I don't need you to love everything I love.
Okay, good, because I don't.
But at this point, that was such a weird time of TV for me, because I know I was still watching old episodes of My So-Called Life and early seasons of Beverly Hills 90210 that I had recorded on VHS.
Okay.
Because I wasn't really into the later seasons of 90210. So they were in college at that point. I still watched it, but I was not glued to my TV the way that I was. But like, it was that in between, you know, my favorite shows from the early to mid 90s and then the late 90s of Dawson's Creek and Felicity and shows like that.
Your renaissance.
Yeah. So it was kind of a weird time.
Yeah. I was too busy skating.
He's skating.
What's your guess for me?
I mean, like Fresh Prince was still on at that point.
It was.
And Friends was on. Seinfeld, was that on?
Seinfeld was on.
Okay. So Seinfeld.
That's right.
Yes.
You got it. I feel like neither of us have a chance at this next category to guess. So I don't even know if we should, but you just let me know because I have an answer for favorite web/online site.
I can't guess yours, but what I can say is I didn't even get online until 97.
Yeah.
So like, and I think the end of 97. But if I had been on, like, I don't even remember getting on certain websites. I just remember like chatting with people in AOL chat rooms and stuff.
I was on a bunch of random chat rooms across the web, but this started in 96, and I'm pretty sure I found it in either 96 or 97. It has now become, or it morphed into IGN.com, but back then it started as N64.com, which is where you got all your Nintendo 64 news. And I'd gotten a Nintendo 64, I think Christmas or end of the year of 96. I was searching everywhere for info. Found N64, and I go to IGN multiple times a day still today.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we had a computer, you know, but like, I think at that point, I would just play games. I didn't really do anything else.
Yeah.
Or like print out dot matrix banners and make like cards for my friends.
Very sweet of you.
Maybe like Print Shop would have been somewhere that I would go, but that's not a website.
Yeah, it's more of a program.
Yeah. All right, here's a random question. Do you think Jenny McCarthy deserves another 15 minutes of fame Circle yes or no.
Wasn't she still famous at that point? Like, what do they mean another? I don't know.
Something must have happened. I mean, maybe that's when she left Singled Out.
Maybe.
But I thought she got her own. She had her own show. Let me look up when her show was. Okay. Singled Out was 95. I think she might have left Singled Out at the end of 96. And then the Jenny McCarthy show was in 97.
Hmm.
But I wonder if it was before this came out.
Maybe it was. It was because she'd like
after this
left.
Came out.
Yeah, she'd left, Singled Out. She hadn't started her new show. So she was gone from
blowing in the wind.
Yeah. From the public zeitgeist.
Oh, March 5th, 1997. So the magazine would have already been printed before the show started. So that makes sense. I mean, I said, sure. I didn't really care one way or the other. Like,
yeah.
She was a character and I liked Singled Out. You know, I was used to seeing her on MTV.
Yeah.
I wasn't attracted to her like you were, but I liked to see what she was going to wear. I'm sure you did, too.
The kind of music I listen to most is, and this is a multiple choice, so we have alternative, rock, rap, / hip-hop, R&B, heavy metal, country, dance, / techno, and Christian.
I thought it was interesting that they had Christian on there as an option.
Yeah.
Which actually at the time I did listen to some Christian music, but that was definitely not what I listened to most.
Yeah, me either.
Out of these, I would say alternative. And then I listened to R&B too.
At this point, I think I was done with R&B. I listened mainly to alternative and alternative rock. So I don't know what they meant here when they said rock, but I think I'd go with alternative for me as well. And also rap / hip hop.
Right. It's funny to me that pop is not even an option here.
Yeah.
Where just a tad bit later, pop like blew up again.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like right on the edge of like, you know, Spice Girls, Hanson, like that stuff was popular at this point. So I'm surprised that it wasn't an option. But
surprising. We got the Christian category and not pop. No. What about Christian pop?
C-pop. All right. I could totally deal with having this female celeb for a best friend. For you, I guess it could be male celeb for a best friend.
I put female.
Okay. Well, is that different than who you would have dated? Because that's the next question.
Yeah.
Okay. Who'd you put?
You're not going to guess?
Female best friend?
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
That's a good answer, but that's not what I put.
Is that who you put for dating?
No.
Jenny McCarthy.
No, I put Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone?
Back then, yeah. I thought she was super cool.
To be best friends with?
Yeah.
How much older is she than you?
Oh, I didn't care.
Yeah, I bet you didn't care. Any ideas who I would have picked?
For a female celeb best friend in 1996, early 97. Oh, gosh. Does this include people in music?
I mean,
But you didn't do that.
Right.
Gosh. I think you would have put Claire Danes.
I almost put Claire Danes, actually. No, I put Liv Tyler or Drew Barrymore.
Oh, wow. Good answers as well.
Yeah. And then dating.
I could totally deal with dating. Let's see. Who would you have dated in 96? Brad Pitt.
I mean, I wouldn't say no, but that's not who I wrote.
Jacob Dylan.
I didn't put Jacob either.
James Marsden.
I didn't put him either. Come on. Think
Scott about
it.
Wolf.
Stop. No. Oh. Ew, no. I mean, not ew, but I was not into Party of Five.
I need to think.
Which was very popular at this time period.
A movie star.
Yes.
From 1996 or 97.
Think of my favorite movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. Yes.
Should have gotten that with my first guess.
Yeah.
What a dummy.
I put Leo or someone else.
Who's the someone else?
I mean, we're covering the show on our podcast.
Oh, Jordan Catalano.
Yes, yes. Jared Leto. Those two were definitely my go-to guys at the time.
I didn't have a great answer. This is just somebody who I thought was hot.
Okay.
But you'll never guess it.
Okay, tell me.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh.
This next one, I am so over, I skipped.
I mean, it's my go-to answer of who I would have been over at that point. Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh.
Listen, my feelings have changed about her now. I don't mind her now. I don't know why. But the thing is like, I look back at Clarissa and Sabrina, and I think those are cute shows. And like, I feel fondly about them, but I don't know why she annoyed me so much when I was younger.
I don't remember who I was over at that point. I wasn't really paying attention to celebrities and all that.
I don't don't think I was even actively thinking about not liking her. I just think if I ever saw her, I was just like, meh.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. This I thought was a funny question. My favorite aliens appear in, and this is multiple choice, Third Rock from the Sun, Independence Day, Mars Attacks, The X-Files, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, or Dark Skies.
Well, who do you think I put?
I think you picked Independence Day.
That is correct.
What do you think I picked?
I think you picked Third Rock from the Sun.
Correct. Really, because, I mean, I did see Independence Day, but that's not my kind of movie. And I watched, like, Third Rock from the Sun is really the one that I enjoyed-ish. Like, I didn't watch it regularly, but yeah. I thought it was kind of okay. Funny.
Right.
And I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt, although I didn't, like, fully appreciate him until he got a little older.
He was a youngster then.
Yeah.
Next question. I own about this amount of CDs.
This was just a guess for me. I said 40.
Yeah, I guessed as well because I had, like, I think 100 CD binder and it was about half full. So I put 50.
Okay, there you go.
I have no idea.
I mean, when I look at my collection that I have now, a lot of them I still continued collecting after that for probably another decade or so. So yeah, I'd say around 40.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 to 20 of them were Columbia House purchases. And the rest were bought at Camelot Music in the mall.
Camelot.
All right. Worst movie. Did you have one of those?
Yes. I put Barbed Wire.
Oh.
Terrible movie.
I put Kazam with Shaq, mostly because I know that it's Shazam with Sinbad.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Worst TV show.
I put Seventh Heaven, and that is really just because I thought it was cheesy, which is funny since one of my favorite shows was Second Noah, which was very similar to Seventh Heaven. But to me, Barry Watson was not as cute as James Marsden, and
agreed.
I was not a Jessica Biel fan or a Beverly Mitchell fan, really. So, I just didn't get into Seventh Heaven.
I didn't actually have a great answer, but I saw this in a list of TV shows, and I said it earlier, Touched by an Angel. Looks like a show I would never watch, ever.
And that's what you picked for being my favorite? How dare you? That is funny. Oh, man. I was going to put Clueless, the TV show.
Yeah.
But
like, I didn't watch it.
I feel bad saying that because it's a lot of the same people involved. But I didn't watch it because I was mad that it wasn't Alicia.
Right.
So that's why, like, my instinct was to say that. But I was like, well, I don't know because I didn't watch it. So I can't say that it wasn't good. And I do love everybody that was in it. So
fair enough. Fair enough for you being fair.
All right. Best music video.
This was a tough one.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to remember music videos. But I do know that I loved this video.
Okay.
It's from an artist that I listed earlier. Probably his best video of all time. It's California Love from Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Great video.
Yeah, that was a fun video.
It's like Mad Max.
That's what I was going to say. They're like in the desert. That's a good one. I picked, and I actually spent some time this afternoon researching and watching several music videos. I went with Tonight Tonight by Smashing Pumpkins. Mostly because it's just visually a very interesting and pretty video.
Yeah.
And it's like shot to look like an early silent film. And then they like get on this airship and take off. And then they like leave Earth and go to the moon. And all of the band members are wearing turn of the century clothes and they're standing on clouds while they're performing. I don't know. I just think it's a really good video. And I remember it being on all the time.
I do remember it being on, but I'd have to rewatch it.
Yeah. I mean, it has a lot of weird moments, too, because
they're
like fighting aliens and stuff. It was the 90s.
A lot of experimentation going on.
Yes. And then, of course, Ironic from Alanis Morissette. Like, that was just, I felt, a very unique video where there were four different versions of her in the car. She's just like driving through this snowy scene and they're all singing.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What about worst music video?
I skipped that one just because I don't remember now what I didn't like or what I didn't watch.
Yeah. Well, the easy answer for me, and I think this was probably an answer for me when we did the 98 one, would be like anything from Marilyn Manson. because he scared the shit out of me.
Right.
And Sweet Dreams are made of this. That video came out that year.
Ah.
But so bear with me because I love her. But I watched the video today for It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Thinking that I might pick it for a favorite because I was like, oh, this video was epic. Like, I remember that it was in this big house and it was so dramatic and, you know, there was a storm and everything. And it gives me like Meatloaf, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That vibes.
Sure.
And I watched the extended video, which was over 7 minutes long.
Whoa.
Yes. Theatrical. Cinematic. But then I quickly realized it was going to be my selection for worst music video. And I'm sure there are worse ones, okay? But this is the one that I watched today. Because, first of all, I don't remember if they showed her partner dying in a motorcycle accident on MTV.
Yeah.
Like, I think they insinuated it, but I don't know that they showed the accident the way they did in the version I watched today. But it was traumatic.
Really?
And I did not enjoy that part. Also, it doesn't make sense to me because he has died, but the lyrics of the song feel more like they got in a fight and, you know, but you were history with the slamming of the door and I made myself so strong again somehow. You know, like it feels very much like you're gone and I'm strong, but then it's like, but when you touch me like this, you know, like. She doesn't want to let him back in, but she does, you know?
Well, she can't
but
now.
But she can't because he's dead. And so, but they keep showing him. This is why I chose it, okay? The special effects are terrible.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in 96, I wouldn't have noticed how bad they were.
Well, yeah, because you got to think that it would have been on a lower resolution television.
Right. Yes, that's true. I'll have to show it to you later. Like, yeah. It's funny because he's a ghost.
Okay.
And he's like, she's seeing images of the two of them in all these mirrors in the hallways of the house. And they're like spinning and dancing and moving around. And it just looks really bad. And then there's a moment where he comes up behind her when she's looking in the mirror. And it's just bad. I don't know. But it's comical looking back on it now, you know, but obviously I was like, oh, I'm going to pick this for number one. And then I watched it. I was like, oh,
nope.
But I think maybe 96 me would have picked it. I don't know.
Maybe.
I probably would have picked like Wallflowers or something just because of Jacob Dylan's eyes, which I think is what I picked for the 98 version. But yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was funny, so I had to talk about it.
Well, thank you for sharing. Yeah. It was a good story.
Now I'm going to make you watch it when we go downstairs on the big screen.
All right. Our next one. If I could only watch one quote unquote X show, it would be either Xena, Warrior Princess, or The X-Files.
What a question.
Yeah.
They were really looking for some themes here. Aliens, X's. I mean, neither for me back then. I wouldn't have wanted to watch either one.
Really?
Yeah. Like now I would watch The X-Files because I think I'd be more interested in it now.
That's why I answered The X-Files as well.
Yeah.
I didn't have time for that kind of stuff back then. But if it was now me back then, I'd watch The X-Files.
Right.
I'd probably watch Xena right afterwards. It's close.
I mean, you know, I love a powerful lady, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Nah.
Okay. I rent how many videos each month?
So for you, you're 17. Does your sister still work at the video store?
No.
No, but...
No, she was teaching by then.
Your parents gave you anything you wanted, so I would say...
Stop
two
it.
Per week. So 8 a month.
They didn't give me anything I wanted.
Yes, they did.
Stop. They like to rent movies too.
I think you're getting 2 a week, so 8 a month.
I said 8 to 10.
Okay, there you go.
Because there might be times that I got 3 movies.
There you go.
For you, I mean, I feel like your stepmom worked at the video store.
Not when I was 20.
Oh, 20. That was when you lived down here.
Yeah, I'm in college at this point in Tennessee. I got almost no money.
I'll say 4 each month.
I put 2.
2?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I do remember you saying that you didn't watch a whole lot of movies in the late 90s.
Yeah, I missed a lot of stuff from like 94 until like 98, 99. I wasn't watching much television or movies outside of a couple.
All right. Last two questions.
All right.
Favorite male movie star and then favorite female movie star.
Okay.
For you, I don't know, Bruce Willis?
No. More guesses.
More guesses?
More.
Tom Cruise?
No.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Mel Gibson?
No.
Chuck Norris?
No. Think comedy.
That was TV show, huh? Oh, Adam Sandler.
No, but it's a close second.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is correct.
Okay.
I loved the movies he made back then.
All right.
For you, favorite male movie star, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. Two more, though.
Oh, you have three.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yes. Although, Brad is tricky because at this point, he was not making movies that I was interested in seeing.
Okay.
And I crossed a point where I would not just watch anything he was in.
Okay.
Because that's how it was before. I would rent every movie that he had ever been in, but I'm very much like an early 90s Brad Pitt girl.
All right. What is this, like The River Runs Through It or something like that?
No,
that
time frame? The last movie that he was in before this was Legends of the Fall and Interview with a Vampire, which both were 94.
And you liked those?
I loved those.
Okay. What did he do in 96 that you didn't like?
He was in like, what's that Tibet movie?
Yeah, 7 years in Tibet. A 1,000 years in Tibet.
Yes. Hold on. Because I pulled this up earlier. I'm going to name all the movies that I had no interest in watching. Okay, here we go. Now, I did see Seven, and I did see 12 Monkeys, and I did see Sleepers. But like, not really my favorite kind. Not the kind of movies that I'm going to watch on repeat, that I'm going to rent multiple times from the video store.
I really enjoyed Seven.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but I'm just not going to watch a movie like that on repeat.
Got it.
Too dark.
Too dark.
I'm over here watching Thelma and Louise and
Cool World.
The Favor and Cool World.
The Favor? What is that?
The Favor is from 94. He's not in it much, but he doesn't have a shirt on and he's wearing glasses.
Score. He knew his audience at that point.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really known. I mean, he was known. No, what I think happened with The Favor is that it was filmed a couple years before, but it didn't get released on video for a while.
Okay.
So I think he filmed it before he did like True Romance in California and River Runs Through It and stuff. But anyway, then he was in like, in 97, he was in The Devil's Own, 7 years in Tibet. It wasn't until 98 with Meet Joe Black that I went to the theater to see him in something again.
You enjoyed Meet Joe Black?
Yes. Okay. I mean, yes and no. Like, I thought he was beautiful in it. And the movie is a beautiful movie, but it's depressing.
Okay. Never seen it.
Oh, add that to our new series.
I mean, I have seen it.
Pete's going to be lying about movies he's seen now.
What do you mean? I've seen Grease and Grease 2.
We need a lie detector. I mean, like, yes, I have seen RoboCop.
Many times.
All right. And then my last favorite male movie star. Any guesses?
No.
Matthew McConaughey.
Back in 96.
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay. This was not because of Dazed and Confused. Like, I love Dazed and Confused, but I wasn't like,
who's that guy?
Right.
Who's that old guy giving kids beer?
All right. Now, I appreciate him. And when I see him now in that role, I'm like,
All right.
Nice pants. JKL. But A Time to Kill came out in 96. And that is a very heavy movie. It is very hard to watch. And this girl saw Matthew McConaughey in that movie and went back to the theater about 7 times.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, that Time to Kill was actually the first movie before Romeo and Juliet that I saw many times in the theater because I thought he was so hot.
I know I've seen that movie. I just don't remember it. Isn't he like a lawyer or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has Samuel L. Jackson and
Sandra Bullock
and Ashley Judd. I mean, very well done movie. But I can't imagine putting it in to watch it now.
Mm.
But it's wild to me that I watched it so many times because I just thought he was such a cutie. And I think that, I mean, he had been in several things up to that point, but that was like, I feel like the first leading role he had.
And then eventually we got Failure to Launch.
Also a stellar movie. All right. Favorite female movie star. Last question.
This was a tough for me because I didn't really have one at that point, but I put Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, okay.
I did think she was hot back then.
Yeah. Yeah. She's gorgeous. I mean, for me, it's basically the same answers as who I would want to be besties with.
There you go.
Liv, Drew, Claire.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, this was a good list.
I know. It was fun.
You're fun.
You're fun. Well, we got to go because we got to record part two for our Patreon.
We'll see you in a bit.
If you are interested in hearing it, you can come to patreon.com/we don't want to grow up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kachuga.
2022. I just immediately forgot how to say that. I was like 2,222.
2,022.
2,022.
2,022.
from 1990. From 98. Why are you laughing?
2,002. I was thinking about all the ways that you could say that. Sorry. It turned into 9021 hose. Cut that. That's just as a joke. I didn't watch it either, so I have no idea.
God. I saw you skating. It's You look really handsome right now.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I just had to tell you.
Thank you for telling me.